Let's get rolling with our friend Craig Bolanos. Craig, you're on WGN Radio. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. What are you talking about, John? Christmas came early for everybody's 401k plan in the month of November.
Yeah, I know you want to talk about the markets and how they are performing. You are the co-founder and CEO of Wealth Management Group, so explain that to me.
Well, I mean, the month of November was absolutely fantastic. All of us were just reminded that the three pillars supporting this market, the soft landing, lower inflation, the Federal Reserve, regardless of the rhetoric, they're likely done hiking interest rates. And you know what that means? Less time fretting and more time for people to play pickleball as we go into the end of the year.
So with respect to our portfolios, are you saying stay put?
Well, I think what I'm reminding absolutely everybody is this. You know, if someone wants to be overtly bearish, bearish meaning you think the world's coming to an end, you think the economy's going to collapse, you're thinking your 401k is going to turn into a 301k, then essentially the only way you can be bearish right now is if you believe that everything bad that was supposed to happen in 2023 is going to somehow happen in 2024. And I think it's tough to feel right now that growth is going to literally contract. I think it's tough for people to think that inflation is going to actually go back up. So, no, I think we've got a good recipe going into the end of the year.
I heard that the Consumer Confidence Index that the University of Michigan puts out is actually lower now than it was during the pandemic, that while a lot of the economic indicators that you're talking about, and it's not just the value of the stock markets, but also things like inflation and interest rates and employment and wages, all of those are very good numbers or are going in a very good direction. And yet, a lot of people have a very sour view of the economy. How do you explain that, Craig?
Well, that's because all of us live on 123 Main Street. And at 123 Main Street, John, I recognize that my bag of Doritos has got half the chips and it's twice the price. And I just think that's the economic reality. So, you know, we look at that University of, you know, Michigan consumer sentiment data, and I'm not surprised with student loans showing back up, with auto loans running at 8.5%, with mortgages and HELOCs at 8.5 to 9. And again, who wants to buy a new car and finance it for 60 to 72 months with an 8.5% prime rate? It's tough. Yeah, I understand why people are beginning to feel under the gun and some of that's occurring, but it doesn't change the fact that whenever I go to the mall, whenever I drive down my street, whenever I go out to eat, yep, it's busy. We're all spending money.
Maybe money we don't have or maybe money we shouldn't. But if, you know, I wondered yesterday if these economic levers that I'm talking about will eventually trickle down to 123 Main Street, that people will see that their wages have elevated higher than inflation and that, in fact, times are pretty good, that their job is solid, that they're living in a world where maybe we're going to wait for housing prices, the interest rates to come down and housing to become more affordable, but that it's not that bad. And you're right, it's hard to, you shouldn't even try to persuade people that it's not that bad if, in fact, groceries are expensive. But if you had to pick one, the pinch of inflation right now or the overall economic health of the country, which would you take?
Interesting. Well, you know what? I will take the overall health of the country because eventually I got to recognize that I'm on this ship, right? I'm on this ship. The better the country does, the better the opportunities I as an individual citizen am going to have. And again, going back to the most recent data in October and some of what we're going to see coming out in November relative to consumer sentiment, we have to be honest, the geopolitical headlines have been absolutely terrible with everything that's still in Ukraine, everything that was Hamas in Israel. So that weighs into people's psychology as well. But yes, back here at home, no, I want the U.S. economy doing well, even if it means I've got to pay more for unsweetened iced tea and fiery Doritos.
I think we know what your snack situation looks like over there. What else is on your mind about the economy? We were talking about how good some of the numbers are, and you do sound positively chipper today, Craig.
I am positively chipper because it's that seasonal time of the year. It's not just the holidays. It's typically the strongest part of the marketing season, that period that is November, December, going into the first week of January. And, John, I don't want to come on your program and make it seem like everything is all sunshine and roses. I know the problems we're up against. Everybody who's got their finger on the pulse of the world knows what we're up against. But I'm reminded again, you don't bet against the American farmer. You never bet against the American consumer. And thus far in 2023, you know what? The American CEO, they found a way to cost cut and use AI to profitability. I think that sets up for a repeat in 2024.
Do you have a sense of consumer spending here in the fourth quarter? In Christmas, are we spending enough to keep these stores happy?
Well, you know what? Judging by the amount of corrugated cardboard I saw on curbs this past week, clearly Amazon and deliveries are doing just fine. But, you know, you and I talked a couple of weeks ago that my number was $967 billion. That's what I was looking for. Yes, that's a B with a billion. That's how much I was looking to see in terms of holiday spending. And I think thus far we're going to get there. But if you ask me when I think about 2024, again, we at the Wealth Management Group say the economy is going to continue to slow, not necessarily contract. At some point in time, people are going to hit the maximum balance on their credit card. At some point in time, I think 2024 might be the first time in a long time people wake up with a financial hangover when they get all of those credit cards in January from the year-end spending. So we might see some of that start to trickle in, but I do think we're going to be okay.
If spending slows, then does that incentivize the Fed to keep interest rates even or back off a little bit?
I think, you know, the one thing, this market is very much pricing in that we're going to have these rate cuts. And the Federal Reserve is doing everything that it can to talk that down with their rhetoric. And here's just an unspoken truth. I mean, we know it to be factual. The longer the rates stay high, the more it's going to cut down on discretionary spending. Discretionary spending meaning the useless stuff that we all buy that we don't need and no one cares that we own. But I do believe we will get at least one rate cut next year. But anybody who's holding out for 3% mortgages, anyone who's holding out for student loans coming in less than 5%, I just don't think that's going to be here in the next 10, 20, 30 years.
What do you mean student loans coming in at less than 5%?
Well, I mean, people have been borrowing, whether it's, you know, federal subsidized, federal unsubsidized, direct student loans. People have been borrowing at great rates on Parent Plus, and all of those are set to escalate tremendously for this next season. It's really going to be a showdown between colleges, students, and borrowers to determine what value there is in higher education. I think the higher interest rates and the higher cost to borrow are going to start that conversation to actually start occurring.
The Biden administration continues to pursue every avenue to eliminate or ease those payments. What's your thought about that?
I think it's great game theory. If I was running for elected office, I would continue to play to the base and I would continue to seek loan forgiveness on plan A, plan B, and plan C. But at the end of the day, I don't think loan forgiveness is going to happen. Now, keep in mind, there's been plenty of loan forgiveness from colleges and other places that have been unaccredited. You know, that doesn't go widely reported. But the idea that we're actually going to write a check and wipe out student loans for all those that have borrowed, I just don't think that's going to come through. I think SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of America, is going to continue to act as a roadblock to that. Plus, I think, you know, all of us have personal responsibility, and that's why financial education is so important. I mean, John, that's why I love doing your show, because your show is all about education. It's sincere and actionable ideas that people need to make measured improvements in their financial ecosystem.
What do you think about the interest rates going down on fixed mortgages? It's not 3%. It's not 5%. Are we going to get some relief next year that would be noticeable in the market?
I think we're going to get some relief next year, but again, it's not going to be what people want to see. But again, new home construction, those builders can only buy down mortgages for new home purchases for so long. So I could literally see us knocking 25, 50, three quarters of a point off the headline 30-year mortgage, that's not going to provide enough relief, but at least the headlines won't be as scary as they are today, because mortgages can start with a 7, and that's a lot better than having them start with an 8.
Yeah. Well, and it's getting close to a high 6, too, so that's an interesting number to see at the start of your mortgage rate, too. Craig Bolanos is the CEO and founding partner of Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. For more information, click on investwithwmg.com. Hey, Craig, have a good weekend.
You as well, John.